This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, why a license plate is stirring up trouble for the president-elect. But first, a story about taste and the plucky little leaf, cilantro. Some love it, some hate it. Producer Josh Kurz falls in the latter camp, and he brings us this story.
I hate cilantro. Cilantro should be wiped off the face of the planet.
It has that same sort of acrid sweetness of death.
And I'm not alone.
I mean, I look at it and it's like this pretty little green leaf and it's all wet, like I'm a happy little herb, and then it's just got this evilness to it. It's just awful.
That's Wendy Roderweiss and Jason Major, two friends of mine, experiencing cilantro's freshly cut evilness.
Like as soon as the lid came off.
I know, it just like hits you.
If you're listening to this, chances are you're either with us or against us.
Can I cover it up again? It's so horrible.
So the question is why? Why are we cilantro haters different? Or maybe I should say special. In Googling for answers, I came across the term super taster, which seems to make sense to me since only with a super sensitive palate can one recognize the true evil soapy nature of cilantro.
When people hear the word super tasters, they sort of ascribe their own meaning to what that means.
That's Dr. Danielle Reed of the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia, and she's done a lot of work on super tasting.
Super tasting really has to do with these other bitter compounds, none of which, to the best of my knowledge, are found in cilantro.
Okay, so these compounds may not be in cilantro, but clearly my intense reaction means I'm probably a super taster too. And there's a really easy test for this.
Do you have your little test with you?
Yes.
And you can go ahead and put the paper in your mouth.
It's basically a piece of paper dipped in a special chemical that only special people can taste.
So are you chewing?
A little bit.
You're thinking, she just sent me paper.
A little bit.
Yeah. So just by your response and your ability to speak right now, you're a non-taster.
Damn it.
I'm a little disappointed now.
It's a little disappointing.
That's Jason, also a non-taster. And by the way, that's Wendy gagging in the background.
If you were a super taster, you would be very angry with me right now, and you would be perceiving that as intensely bitter.
Can I spit it out?
No, you're getting chewed up a little bit more.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
There are other super tasters out there, but unlike Wendy, they like cilantro. So, super tasting and cilantro hating, not really related. In fact, taste has nothing to do with it at all.
Just chewing? It just kind of tasted like parsley.
Yeah, it tastes like parsley, you're right. It doesn't taste like really anything.
Okay, now release your nose.
Oh
yeah, that's horrible. Okay, that's disgusting.
So it's the smell.
Yes, that's correct.
That's Dr. Charles Wysocki, another Monell scientist who's investigating genetics and smell perception.
We don't know what gene to go after, and unfortunately cilantro is a complex mixture of hundreds of different molecules.
So fine, then my genes give me a keen X-Man sense of smell, like a super smeller. So when other people like Dr. Wysocki think cilantro smells
fantastically savory,
maybe it's because we super-smelling cilantro haters are smelling something that other people can't. The only way to find out what this something is, and obviously save the world, is to put some into a gas chromatograph. There's a bunch of these just lying around Monell, so I headed to the lab.
The gas chromatograph is going to separate the volatile materials into components. And you'll sit here with your schnoz at the end of the tube and sniff.
That's Dr. George Pruddy, a chemist, getting me ready to smell what's in cilantro.
And you're going to sniff continuously for about 40 minutes. And you're going to tell us where the soapy odor comes out.
The idea is that while I'm sniffing what's coming out the glass tube, a detector is simultaneously recording what those compounds are.
Be prepared to sit here for 40 minutes. Don't break that tube.
I can do that.
Sure enough, at 22 minutes in.
Yep, that's it. It's the evil smell.
At this point, I really just wanted to know what it was, but I finished out the 40 minutes anyway. Then we looked at the data.
Strong cilantro at 3130.
Oh, really?
Which you apparently didn't pick
up. Yeah, no, I didn't pick up the 3130.
Apparently, around 31 minutes and 30 seconds, Dr. Pretty smelled what he called strong cilantro.
What Dr. Pretty was smelling, you don't have the same sort of receptors that are allowing you to detect those compounds.
Great.
You came into this thinking you were a super
taster. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
You leave deflated.
Yeah, this is depressing and deflated.
Yeah, really, I'm crying on the inside because, my fellow cilantro haters, I feel disappointed to report that when it comes to this evil weed, we are not super smelling X-Men. We are what smell scientists call anosmic, and we have noses that can't smell what is so good about cilantro. Noses that I would call
essentially asleep.
No, it's not asleep. It's just got different protein receptors in it.
So, to all you smug cilantro lovers out there who are now no doubt going to be telling all of us haters that we should just wake up and smell the cilantro, well, we can't. It's genetic. Now pass the chips and salsa. And you guys didn't put any of that devil's parsley on there, did you?
That was cilantro-hating producer Josh Kurz. If you'd like to find out whether or not you are a super taster, go to our website. It's npr.org.